Welcome to Catalyze. I'm Sarah O'Carroll. I have with me Liz Keller from the Class of 04. Liz was a 2021 Civic Collaboration host through the Office of the Mayor in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Liz, thank you so much for speaking with us about civic collaboration.
Thank you. It's such a treat to be here.
So I know that you are a principal systems analyst at Sandia National Laboratories, a federal laboratory, but you also are very involved in politics. So I just wanted to ask, how do you help run a campaign during the pandemic and working so closely with the office?
Life feels very full and occasionally chaotic at the moment. As you mentioned, in my day job, I have the pleasure of being a complex systems analyst at Sandia National Laboratories, which is one of the U.S. Department of Energy's national labs. And there I get to lead our strategic futures program to enable the labs and our partners to better anticipate and adapt to changing human security and global security dynamics. And then over the last 4 years, I've also had the opportunity to serve in a volunteer capacity as the First Lady of the City of Albuquerque. So a new form of public service and a chance to engage in kind of some select areas and select priorities with the city of departments as we think about trying to create, you know, a safe, inclusive, innovative environment for everyone who's here. So lots to juggle. I have the joy of being a mom to two little kids at the same time. And it's been a fabulous opportunity to see these different roles change and ebb and flow over time. And exciting, certainly, to add to that, to get to be a host for Civic Collaboration Scholars.
Well, very neat. And it seems like you have been used to being very busy for a long time. You've also been one of our great partners for the Civic Collaboration Program and have done it in years past. But to just focus for now on this past summer, how did you arrive at the dilemma? And what were some of the issues that you really hoped these scholars might focus on?
We really wanted some help getting a deeper understanding of the obstacles and opportunities that shapes seniors' access to and use of internet-based services. And the idea there was that it could really help us as the city and a number of departments really think through how can we shape and adapt new and existing programs and services. The scholar team was sort of dug into issues of accessibility across a number of different layers, thinking both about issues of internet access and internet affordability in the city, equipment access, whether folks had smart devices, right, or laptop computers at home, or were able to access them from the libraries or the senior centers or other places. A level of understanding and comfort about how to navigate, right, different resources out there, and different levels of trust, particularly as different populations had been worried about phishing scams and other pieces, particularly via online resources. How do you think through all of those different layers that might be impacting access and the digital divide?
Well, that's very cool. And just something that I think some potential hosts or those who haven't worked with this before might be curious about is just the dynamic between knowing that this team should hopefully be a bunch of self-starters and have lots of take lots of initiative. But what does that look like on just a daily basis? And would you have any guidance for other hosts as they consider bringing on some teams?
So part of what has worked for us in the past really to strike that balance is kind of setting up a flow of check-ins early on. You know, first, when you're onboarding the team and getting them oriented to the environment, in our case, into city government, making sure to make some of those initial connections, right? Here are, you know, you're going to be sort of your three key champions, right? And information sources over that. You know you're going to be reaching out to them to set up this meeting, but giving the team the chance to set up those meetings for themselves and those pieces. And really to emphasize, and I think the team this year just did a spectacular job with that, really to emphasize that the first week on the ground is just learning, right? It's taking in the information, it's understanding that background context, and then having a check-in about a week after that to sort of say, okay, You know, and then how do you set up a project plan for that? What are some of the deliverables working back from your end date? You know, who are some of the folks we'd like you to brief, the kind of decisions we'd, you know, be interested in having you inform from the past date? So giving them kind of some of that rough outline then of what that might look like, what you need for impact, but letting them shape and have kind of a light touch coaching as they shape that project plan and then figure out what it takes to be able to do that, what it takes to be able to execute.
Well, you mentioned that you all have learned over time some different strategies to improve, which I think is not giving enough credit to the wonderful work that you all have done with Morehead Cane. But I'm wondering if you can point to any of the past examples in other summers, what some of those lessons were, and just sharing about the dilemmas in general and how you arrived at that. I'm sure working in city government, there's just an infinite amount of issues and concerns that anyone could tackle. So I'm sure that's part of it, knowing which one to prioritize that could match the skill set of the scholars coming in.
So in our first civic collaboration summer in 2018, we had a team working on amplifying local capacity and collaboration to improve public safety. So this was a team that was embedded working heavily with our police department, the Albuquerque Police Department, and with the University of New Mexico's Project ECHO team. And it really came about as we were sort of just newly coming into office and the new administration was coming in, thinking about how to navigate constrained resources and think about collaborative partnerships to create a community policing environment that amplifies local capacity while addressing key gaps. And so we use a lot of the design thinking, right, sort of version of how might we questions. So in that case, right, the how might we questions that shaped that dilemma was how might the city of Albuquerque leverage technology, data, and collaborative partnerships to amplify local capacity while addressing key gaps. And the sub questions for us there were, you know, about how might we support efficient and effective learning loops within and beyond the police department? How might we augment communication between crime, addiction, and mental and behavioral health specialists? And how might we learn from other cities nationally and internationally that are addressing similar challenges? And I will say, so that team worked closely to understand how we might expand a model, and this all teach, all learn model that was currently being deployed in the police department to ensure that we were better addressing complex mental health cases in the field. How could we expand that to think through a similar model for connecting folks, not just within the police department, but between the police department and a whole range of community partners and resources. So shortly after that team had done some preliminary thinking, we were able to launch the first downtown public safety ECHO, which is this sort of community of practice and learning around public safety. And just last year, it expanded to another sort of sector of town, and the Nob Hill community safety ECHO has started as well. So some of their early thinking and early research allowed us to then sort of move more quickly in the design, development, kind of improvement of what that model could look like.
That's terrific to hear the impact of all of these projects. And I know that you studied political science and economics and anthropology as a Rhodes Scholar at Oxford University. And I know that you teach now in geography and environmental studies. I can clearly hear the academic in you analyzing these issues in interdisciplinary ways.
It is one of the most exciting things that if ever there were a place to apply interdisciplinary thinking, it's in city government where we see these intersections happening over and over again. One of the things that's been fascinating to me in terms of continuous learning as well is both the excitement and joy of being able to apply, you know, research and experiences into this new role, but also how much I've learned. And as a political science major who focused mostly on international relations and global dynamics in undergrad and grad school, to also be learning a ton about how local government works, what some of those interactions are, what some of those opportunities. So it is both a joy to be able to apply some of that knowledge and to feel like I'm constantly learning new things from the leaders within city government, from our partners, and from the civic collaboration scholars who are coming through too and bringing sort of fresh ideas from their own schoolwork, intersecting with the experiences that they're having, you know, over the course of these summers. And then a lot of cases being able to stay in touch as well. So, you know, treat as folks then have been passing through Albuquerque who were here as scholars or who are returning from other work to get to connect and reconnect.
So if we could go back to before the pandemic, which increasingly feels farther and farther away, can you share what the last project was before this big pivot, how you started talking about at the beginning of this conversation, changing things up, going online, but what was the project that you all focused on and what did everyone learn from it?
So in 2019, we were really fortunate to have the civic collaboration team focusing on the topic of equitable sustainability. So recognizing that these were both top priorities for the administration, but really wanting to make sure these were something we were pursuing in tandem and thoughtfully incorporating equity opportunities and considerations into the range of sustainability plans. And so the vector questions the team were working on, you know, at a high level we had posed was about how might we achieve equitable sustainability in Albuquerque? Asking the team to help us think through what are the sustainability opportunities in underserved communities and communities of color? How might the city of Albuquerque, working together with community partners, develop a city sustainability plan that centers racial and economic equity? And again, like the others, this question around how can we learn from other cities nationally and internationally that are addressing similar challenges and opportunities in promising ways? You know, and the last question speaks to the notion, I think, that we're constantly trying to learn from others. And very cautious that we have to be able to take and understand what's happening and working well elsewhere and really tailor it to a local context. So the team that summer was doing had a range of different pieces that they pursued around those questions. And again, like the other groups, were able to inform both sort of further research that the city departments were doing, some of the decisions that then happened over the next year. Remember, this was informing some of the legislative priorities for the cities and partners going forward by the research that was done, and continue to sort of flow into some of the thought process and work there. So we've been very grateful for that.
Liz, what a pleasure to speak with you and to hear about the many interesting things that you've tasked scholars to tackle and what a mentor you've been to them as well. Anything else you'd like to add?
I will just say we are so grateful for the Morehead Cain Foundation making this possible. It has been a real treat for me, certainly, to have these teams out here, to have some fellow Tar Heels in the land of enchantment each of these summers. But it's also made a tremendous impact on the city of Albuquerque, the departments that each of these students and teams have interacted with and the community partners, the kinds of conversations and new questions and new insights. And I think hopefully in what we've heard back from the scholars as well, that whether they were planning to pursue, you know, careers in public service or not, that the experience and understanding this type of problem solving, or this type of research, or this type of collaboration, hopefully is something that is part of the broader foundation they're getting at Carolina, right, as they head off to tackle some of the big challenges and some of the big opportunities that are on the horizon. So it's really been a wonderful program for us, and we're so thankful to be a part of it.
Well, Liz, thank you so much for your partnership and for all the office has done in your personal investment. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you for listening to Catalyze. I'm Sarah O'Carroll, and that was Liz Keller from the Class of 04. You can let us know what you thought of the episode by emailing us at communications@morehedcain.org or by finding us on Twitter or Instagram @morehedcain.